Lecture number 7. The question of on if we, I use the French expression, the translation in English, as you probably know, is vanishing point. But I use the French just to make sure that it's clear what I would like to refer to, in the sense in which either the Italian expression perspectiva, or either the French expression point de fuite, refer to exactly to what I would like to discuss today. Well, basically, we are going to discuss today another change, who follow more or less those changes that we discussed in the previous lecture. Today, I would like to discuss with you the change that was described and analyzed first in paintings, and only recently in cinema. And it's a change who basically do not affect only cinema, do not affect only philosophy, but there has been a change of in the whole culture in Europe. The idea is that when we were assuming that nature was an autonomous part of our life, that nature was organizing, having its own logic, our laws, then the role of the artist, the task of the artist, was to identify a tool, a system, a methodology to reproduce that nature. And that is a perspective who has been developed in, let's say, in Europe, since the work from Pico della Mirandola y Piero della Francesca up to the beginning of the 20th century. The idea was that if we reproduce something of nature, if we reproduce the physical status of something, we need to have a sort of technique. And this is when the idea of perspective came up. There are quite long analysis and discussion about what is the meaning of perspective. But basically, perspective is a methodology who allow you to have a standard when you represent on a particular object. And this standard as well is constant. So you keep basically the proportion in physical terms. When the art were producing with this idea, they were connected with a society in which the idea of reality was equivalent to the physical world. So as more physical was something, more real, if you want, later more true, that object was. So what happened now is that assumption, that preconception disappeared. Now, as we discussed in the first part of the course, we cannot associate any more physical world, physical system with reality. That has been broke. And then what happened is that the idea of perspective then is not working anymore, because the idea of perspective was grounded on this, one that we need to create an effective tool to represent objects, because as more accurate is our representation, more real is, more good is our art. There is as well another consideration about perspective I would like to briefly address, that is connected with that when you were constructed, let's say, a painting, and you place that painting in a particular place to be observed, normally perspective allow you to establish an imaginary point outside the painting. that is a single point from which you can establish lines who, in going in the direction of the painting, can indicate the crucial part of that painting. So basically, you have several places within the painting that if you extend an imaginary line at some point, you can have to some distance from the painting, you can have one single point. Basically, what I'm saying to you is that within the traditional work of art, and I mean traditional in relation to cinematography, those work who has been grounded in this idea of reality, when you face a particular work of that type, was possible to establish the imaginary place of the observer. You see, from the painting, you can establish on a single point, one or several, in which you can place the observer. Okay, this is important. Why? Because what is going to happen later, what is going to happen when this notion of reality do not refer anymore to the physical world, is that this situation is going to be reversed. The single point is going to be established within the painting, within the object. And what is going to be important is the horizon, is this idea of vanishing point, is the idea that if you place an object and you extend imaginary lines from the object to the horizon, you arrive at a point in which things are vanishing and things disappear. So, what I'm saying to you is that the analysis of art, the analysis in general of artistic manifestation in this first model was placed between the painting and the observer here in a close relationship. What happened now is that we cannot establish anymore on a clear area in which we can place this analysis. Why? Because everything goes in a direction in which we cannot catch anymore a single point. This has been something that Paul Virilio discussed extensively in different books. And it's very, very interesting because it's connecting with this idea of present that we have been discussing before, this idea that we cannot catch anymore a present, a particular moment. And our perception of objects is working more or less in the same direction. We perceive objects, we perceive artistic manifestation who, instead to bring us something, put forward all the meaning, put forward all the possible interpretation, goes to this vanishing point area in which everything is great and difficult to grasp. So that is the question, if you want, briefly, of the point de fuite. So we switch, and that's the reason why I say perspective ambition. We switch from one world in which perspective was dominating the methodologies to visually approach an object. We switch to another world in which the visual way to approach a project is no anymore a methodology, it's an idea of vision, in which we are struggling to establish concept. We are struggling to establish in a particular methodology. And that is when cinematography is taking a leading role. In that struggling, in that new area, in that moment in which arts have difficulty to establish an exact meaning of the object they produce, is when cinematography, as the art of images in this context, we can say that, came up. And I think that is what is important. The vanishing point is this, what I just explained to you briefly, is this idea that we are constantly catching up things. We tend to be more concerned about the horizon than what we have immediately here. So This is something that we are going to see later regarding to feeling as well. We are living in a such condition in which we create expectation about what is going to happen. We construct an horizon. So we live our present, not in the present, but in the future, in what we expect is going to happen. And again, this is why cinematography is so important, because cinematography is by far the methodology who produce this kind of expectation, this kind of decision about what should happen in the future. And of course, if you accept this hypothesis that this change didn't happen, then all the ideas of like an empirism through an imagination completely change. And I would like to briefly say something regarding to this general condition, not only cinematography, but about this change. Just to make sure that you really understand what I'm trying to say, is we have been moving from one society in which everything has been surrounding, in which the gravitational center has been the physical world, because we were thinking that was self-organized, autonomous, and having a logic. We move from that environment to another, in which we basically we do not have a gravitational center anymore, and we have many, but they certainly are not physical. Reality now is grounded in non-visible objects, is grounded in non-physical objects. And this is crucial, because if we are living in a world in which we believe reality is placed in something who we cannot see in the ordinary life, then indeed cinematography is the art of our life, because cinematography is the methodology who try to put images to what is not visible. So going back to the idea of empirism through imagination, this concept who has been helping to during a long time to develop ideas regarding to ideologies, philosophical schools, and even cinematography, now are completely changed. The idea of through an example cannot be worked out anymore, because we are living in a system in which things are more than true, are effective. True was connected with a sort of some kind of coherence, some kind of regularity, some kind of consistent, some kind of things remaining during long time. On the contrary, now we are living in a situation in which everything changes constantly. There are no regularities and there are no consistencies, and it's difficult to establish generalist perspective, because as we discussed in the first part of the course, we tend to be organizing things more locally and connected with a particular and specific situation. So in that context, true indeed give place to ideas like be effective, from the semantic point of view, for example. Then even the idea of empirism or empiricism that has been quite extensively developed in science has now they completely changed. And what is tangible, which is this idea of classical empirism, what is tangible, what was tangible, who allowed the empiricism to say that understand what is tangible allow us to understand the world, how the world works, and how we are situated in relation with that. That idea, of course, get evaporated, because what is tangible from the sense point of view means basically not much in terms of cinematography. And again, the idea of imagination, this classical idea of imagination, has something who allow people to, in one way or the other, have an alternative to this notion of reality with capital, that perspective as well disappears. Why? Because this notion of reality with capital get evaporated as well. So the traditional idea of imagination cannot help us no more. So basically, that those were the points I was planning to discuss with you today. The recommended reading is a chapter for War and Cinema, which is, I think, is again is an overall of this aspect that we have discussing. And then I make some recommendations or some suggestions. Again, Virulio from Speed and Politics, the part one, I think, is an interesting description of this situation, this change in perspective from the media and political point of view. I think that is interesting. Giacomo, the same book I did mention before, chapter 4, I think as well give an interesting approach to this idea of perspective. Ruggero Pierantoni is in a very, very long book, huge, impressive work, very interesting. I think the chapter 15 is probably the most pertinent one for us. Stoichita, La Invenzione del Quadro, again, Arte, Artifici, e Artifici nella Pintura Europea, is very, very interesting because it is in a sort of specific description on how this switch in perspective affect the idea of painting that we have. I thought that could be very useful. From Solso, from Robert Solso, Cognition and the Visual Arts, chapter 8, I think, given a interesting perspective of the relation between knowledge or, if you want more specifically, possibility of knowing something within the context of visual arts nowadays. Monique Sicard, La Fabrique du Regard, the third part, I think, is interesting because, again, she tried to explore where we are heading on this visual-orientated society, especially if we accept that what we see is no close to us, as I did mention before, but is always escaping into the horizon. Then Gérard Simon, L'archéologie de vision, the pillar, I think is interesting. Starobinsky, For the Jewish Imagination, remains a very, very interesting book. And a general perspective about what is the meaning of vision during the 20th century is coming for Gerbero, I think the part two. Again, as I always say, you don't need to go through to all this. It's just important just to have an overall. And in any case, you, as usual, you can contact me and we discuss further whatever you would like to. Thank you.